Little clue, though, about the sermons. The title of the sermon is generally the last word of the sermon. Not for everybody, just for me. So if you're wondering, am I getting to the end finally? Just wait for that word, and then you'll know. But sometimes I say that word more than once in the sermon, and then you won't know. But if you want to just figure out the path, and it's not clear to you, what will be the last word of today's sermon? It's in the bulletin there. Yeah. Yes, partners. Very good. Thank you. I'm a show off. Yeah, we're done. No, it starts now with I'm a show off. It's true. You all know this already. I've been here 4.5 months, and you know I'm a show off. It's in my wiring. I like to be noticed. I like to be in front of a crowd. I like to hear myself speak.
Like this.
Okay, sure, I don't go around town begging people to notice me. Nor do I try to be the one who gets all the honor at community dinners. I don't care if people use a proper title with me. People have asked me, what should we call you? And I say, well, most people call me Kirk. And I get that people want to put an honorific with that, and that is great. And some people want that, other people don't care. We all get to decide. I usually say that Pastor Kirk flows better than Reverend Kirk, so Reverend Moore and Pastor Kirk, or Kirk, that works. But I do have to admit, I like wearing the robe. I look good in it. Don't you think? A little aside, this white stole that I'm wearing, my Uncle Lloyd wore this stole. He was ordained in the 1940s. He died in 2001. He was the husband of my Aunt Lorna, who just died this week. And so as I wear it for All Saints Sunday, I remember my Uncle Lloyd and my Aunt Lorna. And I still look really good in this robe. I also like the looks of respect that people give me when I'm wearing the robe. And I don't always follow the advice that I give when I'm in the robe. Or the advice I give any time for that matter. I'm a hypocrite who likes to be the center of attention. I own it. I spent some time as a chaplain at Bensonville Home in Bensonville, Illinois. Most often I cared for folks in the wing that had people with some form of dementia, Alzheimer's disease, senility, other illnesses that affect memory. Two things that folks there recognized were songs and a pastor's robe. When I'd sing Old Rugged Cross, Amazing Grace, or even Take Me Out to the Ball Game, folks' eyes would light up and they would participate in the singing, even if they wouldn't do anything else. When I'd come to the visit wearing a pastor's robe, folks would immediately call me Father and would humbly receive communion. The robe brought with it respect born out of strong memories that were taken away by disease. And then when I worked as a chaplain in the Northwestern hospital system, it wasn't the robe, but it was a lab coat. When I'd walk into a room, people asked if I was the doctor. Often, that garment, similar to a robe, brought with it respect and comfort. And I looked good in that robe, too. But just like the robe, folks look at it, and they showed it respect. Folks look at the robe or the lab coat, and generally, they're comforted. And I know, at least on an intellectual level, that wearing this robe, any robe, is supposed to be a symbol of humility. Humility, not humidity. We put on the robes being humble. It's supposed to communicate a sense of reverence to God. I wear it because I think that folks get a sense of comfort seeing a robe as opposed to formal business attire. But I'll wear a suit sometimes in church. I've done that. And colleagues of mine from across the spectrum of churches and belief structures wear all kinds of different things. It's not uncommon to see someone in jeans and a button-down shirt with the sleeves rolled up preaching on a Sunday. I might do that sometime, but it would probably be for an effect of a certain thing that we were doing, like we're doing a build or we're doing a trip or something like that. Generally, you'll see me in the robe because I look so good in it. And also because there is a sense of what it means. That's been my experience with the robe. But, you know, I know that there are others who have had different experiences with clergy folk. Some folks respond to a robe with fear and anger. Some respond with disdain and disgust. Their experience with people wearing robes was negative, to say the least. It was damaging. I really do try to communicate to people the two commandments that we talked about last week and so many other times. They aren't negotiable. They aren't bendable. Love God, love everyone. That's a way of life. It's absolutely without question necessary. I've said it on more than one occasion that I see my role as a pastor to point folks toward Jesus and then to duck. Get out of the way. But I still like to be the center of attention. I don't always follow my own advice because I'm a hypocrite. I know, I don't parade around. I don't ask people to bow to me. I'm always willing to lift heavy things, not as heavy as I used to, but I'm always willing to try to help out, do things that aren't in the job description. But I still recognize what a hypocrite I am. In our celebrity-obsessed culture, I like being known by others. I like having 600,000 followers on that social media TikTok. I like it. I like it when folks say nice things about me. I like it when people I don't know come up to me because they think that they know me because they've seen me somewhere. It happened yesterday at the Illinois conference meeting. I saw someone that I thought I knew, but I didn't. And I just said, hey, they had been like looking over at me, so I figured that they were probably someone that I knew. And so I went and introduced myself. And they said, oh, no, I don't know. I just know you're from TikTok. It was a minister. Didn't know me in person. Now they knew me in person. I was like, oh, that's kind of cool. Makes me feel famous. You like feeling famous, anybody? There, one person. A lot of people do. I mean, we all like the idea of being known. We don't like the idea of losing our privacy if that happens. And look, I'm not saying all of these I'm a hypocrite things to get a reaction like, oh no, you're not a hypocrite, you're great. I think I'm saying it because I want us to really ponder today's reading. We need to acknowledge the hypocrisy that's in all of us and whatever it is we're hypocritical about. And instead of beating ourselves up about it, I think we need to trust God and trust that God can and does still love us, and God can and still does get God's work done through us. I also know that God gets God's work done in spite of us. But I want to stay on the more positive side, at least for a bit. We have one God. The pastor is not God. A rabbi is not God. Father is not God. Teacher or instructor is not God. God is God. And God calls us to serve. Serve God and one another. So listen to the last two verses from today's reading, but this time from the Message paraphrase. Do you want to stand out? Then step down. Be a servant. If you puff yourself up, you'll get the wind knocked out of you. But if you're content to simply be yourself, your life will count for plenty. None of us are perfect. We can't leap tall buildings or walk on water. We don't even know what phylacteries are. It was in the reading. Did you notice that? Do you know what a phylactery is? What's that? I mean, it's just like a little wooden box that was carried parts of the scroll. Very often it might have been the great Shema that I talked about last week. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength. It's a reminder. But sometimes people would wear it like a necklace, a symbol of honor. And I talked about the fringes, the long fringes, the tzitzit that were meant for people to be able to see and know something good. And the woman came up and touched the tzitzit of Jesus' garment and was healed. But when they become just ornaments, it's not good. We can't make disease go away just by saying it will. I know Jesus did. And I wish I had that gift, but I don't. I don't know anyone that can do that. We're probably going to fail more than we succeed. But you know, if we fail more than we succeed, it means we're trying a lot of new things. If we're not failing, we haven't tried enough things. We're all blessed and loved by God. We're all called to humbly love God and each other. And God can and does get things accomplished through every one of us. Yes! That's the right time to scream. God gets things accomplished through every one of us. Even a pastor who's a show-off. We are all partners. Let us pray. Thank you, God, for loud noises during this sermon. Thank you, God, for your presence, your Holy Spirit surrounding us. Thank you for getting your work done through us and all too often in spite of us. Help us to follow you, to live out the rules of love for you and for one another. Help us to be partners. Amen.